Mike Tegubin.
Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you've joined us a few moments for the truth of God's Word and our meditating upon what sin is, how sin operates, and what sin does, what the results of sin are, and when people are sinning. We're talking about this very prominent thing in our world and how people should be aware of it and know what it is, recognize it for what it is, and know how the remedy can resolve the problem in an individual's life. Once again, Romans 3:20 is where we're starting. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified or declared righteous in God's sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. God's law opens man's understanding to what sin is. And, beloved, if you will turn your page back to Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, you will find what the judgment of sin is. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Yes, beloved, God's wrath is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Today, beloved, today, the United States of America and other countries around the world that are violating God's law are bringing judgment upon themselves through various many different ways because of sin. Through judgment of weather, through judgment of disease, through judgment of death. They're bringing all kinds of judgment upon themselves because of rebellion against Almighty God. Again, in Exodus chapter 20, we're continuing to read what the law of God is and what sin is. And we read in verse 14, Thou shalt not commit adultery. This has to do with sexual sins. This has to do with immorality. This has to do with pornography, which has become a multi-billion dollar business here in the United States of America and in other countries around the world, where men are where men and women are violating the laws of God and are walking contrary to the truth of God, where people are sinning in their minds and in their actions, in their behavior, and in what they are doing, which is resulting in the wrath and judgment of Almighty God being poured out upon our nation. There was a time when the United States of America worshiped and honored God. I remember so well when we could have the Word of God in college and in our high schools. I remember going to the library when I went to high school and getting a Bible and reading the Bible in study hall. I remember being able to tell our friends about the Word of God and being able to pray in public I remember our praying in our school activities, and I remember being able to have a meeting of Christian young people and bringing in those who were lost and presenting the gospel to them in our high schools. And I remember our high school making a complete turnabout in the 4 years that I was in high school when we introduced that Bible club, and God used it to bring a godly influence over the students in that high school. And I remember seeing all kinds of changes that took place in our high school because of the Word of God and because of the truth of God, a respect and a reverence and an honoring of Almighty God. We didn't have anything like the problems that are prominent in high schools and in colleges and in universities today. There was none of the things taking place then in our high school because of the Word of God and the truth of God that was proclaimed and that was taught. Did you know that in the early years of the United States of America, the Bible was the textbook? The McGuffey Reader was filled with Scripture, and that was the first textbook that was used in the schools, the public schools of the United States of America. And God blessed America. God blessed our nation, and the blessings of God were upon our children as they grew up reverencing and respecting and honoring Almighty God. The Ten Commandments were publicly displayed in our high schools, and the Ten Commandments were publicly talked about in the grade schools, in the elementary schools. But, beloved, when you leave God out of the picture, you bring judgment, you bring blackness, spiritual darkness into the nation and into the children and into the families. And today we're seeing families fall apart so that almost half, I guess it's up to half now, of the marriages in our nation end in divorce. And thus our nation is crumbling and falling apart from within because of her sin and because of her rebellion against Almighty God. Verse 15 of Exodus 20, "Thou shalt not steal." And beloved, how guilty Americans are of stealing. That's why there's signs up in our department stores. There are signs that talk about stealing being a criminal offense. Stealing is sin, beloved. Stealing is wrong. And the children of Israel, God said they stole from God in Malachi. And many Christians today steal from God, and they say, how are we stealing from God? God says in tithes and offerings, in not honoring me with a tenth of your income. I remember a couple that had been in the military when we were missionaries in Hawaii, and I taught them how to tithe. And years later, when they were brought back and transferred back to Hawaii, they looked us up and they said, "Thank you for teaching us how to give a tenth of our income to the Lord." They said our finances were in a terrible mess when we started tithing. And they said, "Today we're out of debt. Today we have money in the bank. Today God has blessed us materially with abundance because we honored Him with a tenth of our income and did not steal from God." Beloved, when men walk contrary to the law of God and to the Word of God, they bring judgment upon themselves. "For the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." And that is why the judgment and wrath of God is upon the United States of America today and upon other countries that do not recognize and honor and respect and exalt the true and the living God. It's because of God's love for man, and God must judge sin, and the judgment of God is upon our nation because of the murders that have been committed in our nation, as we have slaughtered more of our own people through abortion than have been killed in all the wars that our nation's been involved in. Thus, God must judge the United States of America. Israel did the same thing. If you'll read 1 and 2 Kings and 1 and 2 Chronicles, you'll read how that Israel killed their own and offered them on the altars to Baal and put their own children to death. And as a result, they worshiped Moloch and other false gods and sacrificed their children, and the judgment of God came upon Israel, and that's why for many, many years Israel was without a nation. God scattered them around the world, though they were God's chosen people, because of their rebellion and because of their sin against Almighty God. And thus the judgment of God is presently upon the United States of America and upon other governments around the world who are violating the laws of God and sinning against Almighty God. And beloved, a nation that sins against God will suffer the results and the wrath of Almighty God. And that's what's occurring in the United States of America today through all the different terrible things that are taking place, the judgments through weather problems, the judgments through disease, the judgments upon our nation through broken homes and through the terrible crimes that are being committed. It's all wrath from Almighty God because of man's rebellion and breaking the law of God. And thus man is suffering the consequences of his sin. Verse 16 of Exodus 20, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor." That has to do with the sin of lying. We're living in a day and age where there's much lying that goes on. People are even taught that it's okay to lie if circumstances require it. Beloved, it is not okay to lie. It has always been sin, and it will always be sin to lie and to deceive and to defraud. It is wickedness, and it is ungodliness, and it brings the judgment of God because of it. We're going to discuss Romans chapter 1 and the judgment of God because of man's rebellion and sin against Almighty God. Join us in the next time, will you? Till then, goodbye.